Welcome to Zichud Daf Siman Mem of Avraham Goldar and three Maseches Tainus Daf Chav Ches, the fourth parak but Shlosha Prakim. So the three daf we're going to focus on. Number one, the Mishnah Daf Chav Vav Amud Av stated, Zman Atzei Kohanim Ma'am Tisha, the wood festival of the Kohanim and of the people was 9 times a year, and then continues with listing the families that brought wood on specific dates. On this daf, a Brisa asks why it was necessary for the Mishnah to mention the dates. The Chachamim explained the background. When the exiles ascended to Eretz Yisrael from Bavel, they didn't find any wood in the Lushkas Eitzim, the wood chamber. But Amdu Eilu Bisnavdu Mishalhem, and these families stood up and donated wood of their own. And the prophets were among them. Then made the following condition that even when the Lushkas Eitzim is full of wood, these families will continue to donate wood of their own. Rashi explains that the Mishnah listed the specific date for each family so they'll not be moved to another date. Pointing to the Gemara asks why the Mishnah did not list Rosh Chodesh Nisan as a day when there was no Ma'amis, and just like Rosh Chodesh Tevis, it's a day when there's a Hallel, a Musaf, and a wood offering. Rava said this indicates that the Hallel of Rosh Chodesh is not a Deraisa. As Rabbi Yochanan said in the name of Rabbi Shimon ben Yehoshua Tzadok, Shmonasre Yom B'Shana Yachid Gom Behen is a Hallel. There are 18 days a year when an individual who davens alone must say the entire Hallel. The 7 days of Sukkot, Shmini Atzeres, the 8 days of Chanukah, Yom Tov Rishon of Pesach, and the Yom Tov of Shavuos. Ubagoa Esrim Echad, and in the diaspora there are 21 days, which include the 3 days of Yom Tov Sheni for Shmini Atzeres, Pesach, and Shavuos. We see from here that there's no chiyuv to say Hallel on Rosh Chodesh, and that's why the Maamid is not suspended on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Rashi clarifies that the Hallel on Rosh Chodesh Tevis during Chanukah is different, since it was instituted in line with the Minhag Nevim that Hallel be recited whenever the Jewish people are safe from trouble, making it like a Deraisa. And pointing with you, the Gemara inquires how it's known that the Luchos were broken on Shivas Arba Tammuz. The Gemara answers that it was taught in a Braisa, B'shisha L'chodesh Nitnu Aseres HaDibros to Yisrael. On the 6th of the month, the Aseres HaDibros were given to Yisrael. Rabbi Yossi says, B'shiva Bo, it took place on the 7th. Now, according to the Tanakhama, they were given on the 6th, and Moshe ascended Har Sinai on the 7th of Sivan. And according to Rabbi Yossi, they were given on the 7th, and Moshe ascended on the 7th. As the Pasuk states, V'yikra al Moshe b'yom ha-shvi, and he called to Moshe on the 7th day. It's also written, V'yava Moshe b'tocha anan, V'yala al-har, V'yi Moshe b'har arbim yom b'arbim laila. And Moshe came into the cloud, and he went up the mountain, and Moshe was on the mountain for 40 days and 40 nights. Since the day Moshe went into the cloud was the 7th of Sivan, it means that he was there for the last 24 days in Sivan and the first 16 days of Tammuz, and he descended on the 17th of Tammuz and broke the Luchos. So once again, the 3 points are number one. The Mishnah Daf Chav Vav Amud Aleph stated, Zman Atzei Kohanim Ma'am Tisha, the wood festival of the Kohanim and of the people was 9 times a year, and then continues with listing the families that brought wood on specific dates. On this daf, a Braisa asks why it was necessary for the Mishnah to mention the dates. The Chachamim explained the background. K'sha'olu b'nei ha'gola l'matzu etzim b'lushka. When the exiles ascended to Eretz Yisrael from Babel, they didn't find any wood in the Lushkas Eitzim, in the wood chamber. Ba'amdu Eilu b'snavnu mishalhem, and these families stood up and donated wood of their own. V'kach hisnu nevim sh'b'nehem, and the prophets who were among them, then made the following condition that even when the Lushkas Eitzim is full of wood, these families will continue to donate wood of their own. Rashi explains that the Mishnah listed the specific date for each family so they'll not be moved to another date. Pointing to the grass, why the Mishnah did not list Rosh Chodesh Nisan as a day when there's no Mamet, since just like Rosh Chodesh Tevis, it's a day when there is a Hallel, a Musaf, and a wood offering. Rava said, this indicates that the Hallel of Rosh Chodesh is not a Deraisa. As Rabbi Yochanan said in the Himra B'Shim Ben Yehoshua Tzadok, Shmonasre Yom B'Shani Yachid Gomer Behen is a Hallel. There are 18 days a year when an individual who davens alone must say the entire Hallel. The 7 days of Sukkot, Shmini Atzeres, the 8 days of Chanukah, Yom Tov Rishon of Pesach, and the Yom Tov of Shavuos. Ubagola Esrim Echad, and in the diaspora there are 21 days, which include the 3 days of Yom Tov Sheni, for Shmini Atzeres, Pesach, and Shavuos. So we see from here that there's no chiyuv to say Hallel on Rosh Chodesh, and that's why the Maamid is not suspended on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Rashi clarifies that the Hallel on Rosh Chodesh Tevis during Chanukah is different, since it was instituted in line with the Minhag Nevim that Hallel be recited whenever the Jewish people are saved from trouble, making it like a Deraisa. And pointing through, the Gemara inquires, how is it known that the Luchos were broken on Shivas Arba Tammuz? The Gemara answers that it was taught in a Braisa, B'shisha L'chodesh Nitnu Aseres HaDibros to Yisrael. On the 6th of the month, the Aseres HaDibros were given to Yisrael. Rabbi Yossi says, B'shiva Bo, it took place on the 7th. According to the Tanakhama, they were given on the 6th, and Moshe ascended Har Sinai on the 7th of Sivan. And according to Rabbi Yossi, they were given on the 7th, and Moshe ascended on the 7th. As the Pasuk states, V'yikra al Moshe b'yom ha'shvi, and he called to Moshe on the 7th day. It's also written, V'yavo Moshe b'toch ha'anan, v'ya'el ha'har, v'yi Moshe b'har, ar m'yom b'ar m'laila. And Moshe came into the cloud, and he went up the mountain, and Moshe was on the mountain for 40 days and 40 nights. Since the day Moshe went into the cloud was the 7th of Sivan, it means that he was there for the last 24 days in Sivan, and the first 16 days of Tammuz, and he descended on the 17th of Tammuz and broke the luchos. All right, so now we got our Simper Daf Chav Ches, and our standard Simen is a strong man. Koach, a strong man. So here goes. This strong man who proudly started out carrying his large pile of donated wood to the temple while singing only a half hollow in Rosh Chodesh Nisan because it was not a chi of Doraisa, smashed his logs of wood to the ground when he discovered his donation day was actually the 17th of Tammuz. Once again, it's a motion. The strong man, that must be more Daf Chav Ches. The strong man who proudly started out carrying his large pile of donated wood to the temple, which reminds us, Chami explained the background of the Zman Atzei Kohanim Baha'am, the wood festival of the Kohanim, the people which took place 9 times a year. When the exiles, the sanitaries, Yisrael from Babel, they didn't find any wood in the Lushkas of Eitzim, and these families stood up and donated wood of their own, and the prophets were among them made the following condition that even when the Lushkas of Eitzim is full of wood, these families will continue to donate wood of their own. So the strong man who proudly started out carrying his large pile of donated wood to the temple while singing only a half hollow in Rosh Chodesh Nisan because it was not a chiyuv d'araisa, which reminds the Gemara asks why the Mishnah did not list Rosh Chodesh Nisan as a day when there is no mamet, since just like Rosh Chodesh Tevis, it's a day when there is a hollow, a musaf, and a wood offering. Rava said this indicates that the hollow of Rosh Chodesh is not a d'araisa. As Rabbi Yochanan said in the name of Rabbi Shimon ben Yohanan Tzadok, there are 18 days a year when an individual who davens alone must say the entire Hallel, and Rosh Chodesh isn't listed. So the strong man who proudly started out carrying his large pile of donated wood to the temple while singing only a half Hallel in Rosh Chodesh Nisan because it was not a Chiv Doraisa, smashed his logs of wood to the ground when he discovered his donation day was actually the 17th of Tammuz. Which reminds us, the Gemara inquires, how is it known that the luchos were broken on Shivas of Tammuz? And answers that since the day Moshe went into the cloud was the 7th of Sivan, it means that he was there for the last 24 days in Sivan and the first 16 days of Tammuz, and he descended on the 17th of Tammuz and broke the luchos. So once again, the strong man who proudly started out carrying his large pile of donated wood to the temple while singing only a half hollow in Rosh Chodesh Nisan because it was not a chiv d'oraisa, smashed his logs of wood to the ground when he discovered his donation day was actually the 17th of Tammuz. All right, now it's time for four Blabat Chazara. Daf Chav Dalad. So the Sim Daf Chav Dalad is a pitcher, a kud, a pitcher. So here goes. The rabbi's son filled his pitcher. That must be more Daf Chav Dalad, kud, pitcher. The rabbi's son filled his pitcher with dates he miraculously produced, which reminds us of Rabbi Yossi of Ukras, who was very strict with his son when his son miraculously produced figs for his father's workers when they were not in season. And he was also harsh on his daughter when he discovered a man who was desirous of her. So the rabbi's son filled his pitcher with dates he miraculously produced and brought them to his seder Nezikin Rebbe, who brought the rain by taking off one shoe, which reminds us that Rabbi explained that although Rabbi Yehuda's generation was only provision, really in seder Nezikin, whereas Rabbi's generation was skilled in all six Sidarim, when Rabbi Yehuda would take off one shoe as a display of suffering, the rains would come, whereas they would cry out all day in Tefillah and get no response. So Rabbi concluded that what can the leaders of the generation do when the people of their generation are acting improperly? So the rabbi's son filled his pitcher with dates he miraculously produced and brought them to a seder Nezikin Rebbe, who brought the rain by taking off one shoe, who typically ate one cup of carobs from week to week. Which reminds us, the beginning on this stuff and continuing on the next one, the Gemara brings a number of stories about Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa. Rabbi Yehuda said, in the name of Rav, b'chol yom bas kol yotzeis ve'omeres, every day, a bas kol goes out and says, kolom kolo nizum b'shvil Chanina beni, the entire world is sustained due to Chanina my son, v'chanina beni di'al b'kab charuvi me'erv Shabbos le'erv Shabbos, and Chanina my son is sustained on one cup of carobs from one erev Shabbos to the next. Daf Chav Hei, so the Sim Daf Chav Hei is a silver anniversary. So here goes. The silver anniversary party, that must be more Daf Chav Hei. The silver anniversary party was a disaster when the husband and wife were seated at the only table with two legs, which reminds us that the Gemara recounts incidents of Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa's poverty with the bread miraculously being produced in the oven, the golden leg that came down from Shemaim that they returned since it meant that in the future they'd be sitting at a two-legged table, and the story of his daughter who used vinegar instead of oil for Shabbos lech. So the silver anniversary party was a disaster when the husband and wife were seated at the only table with two legs, and the caterer, who was not a forgiving person, which reminds us that the Baskel explained the reason Rabbi Akiva was the answer when he dumped rain and Rabbi Yehuda was not because this one is greater than that one, Ella, Rather, it's because this one, referring to Rabbi Akiva, is a forgiving person, and this one, referring to Rabbi Eliezer, is not. So this summer anniversary party was a disaster when the husband and wife were seated at the only table with two legs, and the caterer, who was not a forgiving person, told the waiters to feed the kids before they whined for food, or, after a long delay, after they begged them and apologized for making noise. Which reminds us that Shmuel HaKatan explained to the people that being answered with rainfall the day of Atinus, either before sunrise or delayed after Shki, is not a Shevach to them. It's only a Shevach when the Shulik Sivar says Mashiva Ruach, and the winds blow immediately, and then he says Umarita Geshem, and the rains fall immediately. Dav Chavav, so the Simmer Dav Chavav is a military coup. So here goes. The military coup, that must mean we're in Dav Chavav. The military coup that overran one of the Ma'amados, standing by Karbin, which reminds us that the Mishnah teaches that the institutional Ma'amados was instituted because it's necessary that the Tamid, which is brought on behalf of the Jewish people, have representatives of the Jewish people there when it's offered. So the military coup that overran one of the Ma'amados, standing by Karbin, while destroying temples, cities, and tablets on their way, which reminds us that the Mishnah lists the five calamities that occurred on Shivas Arba Tammuz and the five that occurred on Tisha B'Av. So the military coup that overran one of the Ma'amados, standing by Karbin, while destroying temple cities and tablets on their way, came across a drunken Kohen, who was forbidden to bless the people. Which reminds us that the Gemara brings an asmakta that juxtaposes the Kohen Mevarach to the Parsha of Nazir, to teach that just as a Nazir is forbidden to drink wine, so to the Kohen that is Mevarach is forbidden to drink wine, Midrabanan. Daf Chav Zayin, so the Simmer Daf Chav Zayin is a kazoo. So here goes. The 24 groups of kazoo players, that must be more in Daf Chav Zayin. The 24 groups of kazoo players, which reminds us of this Malchus and how the Mishmaros grew to eventually becoming 24. So the 24 groups of kazoo players who buzz a massive Amaisa Breshi symphony, while one boy sang the Bama Eidah song, which reminds us that the Mishnah had said that the Yisraelim that were part of the Mishmar, that were not located in Yerushalayim, would gather in their towns and read from Maisa Breshis. The Gemara asks what the connection is between the Ma'amados and Maisa Breshis. Rabbi Yaakov Bar Achav said in the name of Rasi, Yimali Ma'amados and Niskayim Mishmaim Ba'aretz, if not for the Ma'amados, referring to the Karbonis that the Ma'amados represent, heaven and earth would not continue to exist. The Gemara teaches that when Avraham Avinu asked B'Ma'idah, he was asking how Klal Yisrael will survive when they sin and there's no Beis HaMikdash and no Karbonis. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him that he'll consider our learning the Parsha of Karbonis as if we had brought them and we will be forgiven. So the 24 groups of kazoo players who buzzed a massive Maisa Bereshit symphony while one boy sang the Bamei Eidah song were told they could not play on Sundays as it would definitely insult the note stream and they might feel weak after Shabbos. Which reminds us, the Gemara brings three reasons why the Ma'amados don't fast on Sunday, either because of the nose stream will be insulted, or it's the third day from our creation and we're weakest then, or because the Neshama Seir has left us Motzi Shabbos, so we are weak on Sundays. All right, that concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldin Zichu, wishing a great day and great learning.